237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice. This is his youngest son, Patrick. Last week I was here. I told you Paul would be back this week. Well, he lost his voice, so he's going to be back next week. That one I promise. I talked to him last night, told him to get rest and come back next week in full strength, and he'll get back to you answering all your garden questions. Until then, I'll be here for the next 2 hours and 54 minutes answering all the garden questions that I can. My father does want to pass along an apology and tell them he will see them soon at Scenic Roots Nursery in East Sandwich, Massachusetts. This is the first time in 28 years that he's actually stopped it, not done his show because of being sick like this. I actually talked to him briefly on the break, and he wanted me to again apologize for not being down there at Scenic Roots in East Sandwich. He feels terrible, but as I told him, he should be back in bed sleeping and working on that voice and making sure he feels better. So if you're listening, Dad, get some rest, get some Halls in you, some vapor rub. We want to hear you back on the radio next week because this is my one day to sleep in, and I should be sleeping right now, but I'm here helping you out. That's because I like doing this. Well, the phone number here is 855-660-4261, here to answer all your gardening questions that we can. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's go right into the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jan from Mass with a question about Alberta spruce.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. I had an Alberta spruce, and I lost it a few years ago, and I want to plant another one. And so I think I lost it because of the spider. I think there's some kind of a spider.
Yeah, there's a spider mite. It starts off in small little areas.
Yeah. Now, I'm about to put this in the ground, as soon as the sun comes out, and what would I spray it with? I know your father's mentioned a couple of times, and I didn't write it down, a certain oil spray.
Well, what you can do out there, there's a product that you can actually spray. Simple to remember, especially when it's spider mites that are going all over the Alberta. It's called Mite X.
Okay.
So just when you go somewhere to take a look at it, there's a product out there, Mite X. You can spray that on the spider mite if it's on there. You'll notice, you'll see little webs on there, and little areas of it will start to turn brown, and you'll start to see a hole in the Alberta spruce, and it'll go from there. You definitely want to spray that on there. That is one of the most common insects that will attack the Alberta spruce. The worst thing about it is they're so small, you can't see it until they've started to make that web. But once you start taking care of it, you'll be fine. Again, the product is Mite X, and you spray that on the plant and take care of it. You did say once we see the sun, well, we might not see the sun for a couple days. We might see it today, but I was listening to Louis Armstrong singing about skies are blue, you know, red roses too. You know, if you think about that, if you just want to think about it's always the sky's blue and you always see red roses, and we're going to be fine. Because the next 4 days, you're not going to see skies of blue. You're going to see skies of gray and raindrops falling on your head. Just think of Louis Armstrong every time you see some of that rain and think about, yeah, all right, skies are blue and in a perfect world. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carolyn from Mass with a question about weeds.
Carolyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you for taking my call. I have a terrible vine that's growing all over my yard, and it's attaching itself to trees and bushes, and it's just going to go over my house if I don't get rid of it. So how do I get rid of it? It sticks to you. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's like it starts off on the ground, and then it goes onto your plants, and then all of a sudden you can't find where it starts.
Yeah.
So you're pulling at it, you're looking for it, trying to get rid of it, but you can never find the base of it.
Yeah.
What that is it's a dodder, D-O-D-D-E-R. The problem with it is once it starts to attach to your plants, it starts living off of the plant instead of off the ground. So, like I said, it's hard to find the base.
Yeah.
One of the things you're going to need to do is just, to be honest, you're going to have to rip down as much as you can. I have it actually affect my arborvitaes every year. And it always starts when I'm busy in the nursery and when I'm not home. So I always come back, you know, a couple weeks, and all of a sudden my plants are just covered in them. So I just run through it. I rip everything down and try to find the base, and you never can. So one of the things you want to do is once you've eradicated the whole area of it, the one way to try and get rid of it, if you've gotten rid of most of it, is to use a pre-emergent product on the soil, kind of like Preen. Preen. The product is a pre-emergent that you put on the soil and you put on the ground, and that will help get rid of it. You don't want to spray it with anything because of the way that it's attached to the leaves of the plants. If you start to spray it with like a Roundup or something along the lines, you're going to hit the plant and you're going to end up affecting the plant as well. So the easiest way to do it is to get rid of it and then think for the future by putting a pre-emergent down on the ground to try and not allow it to come back. And again, and maybe in the spring of next year, just remember of what you've gone through. You got this like man-eating plant that's going to take over the house and create this just leaf-filled house. Just remember that and say, oh, I got to put something down in the spring. And just remember, you need to put a pre-emergent in the garden to take care of it so it's not going to affect it. It's not going to take care of everything, but it's going to take care of most of it. Pre-emergents, they'll create that barrier on the ground for about 6 to 8 weeks. And have that happen. So you probably end up putting it down again a second time in the area. You can put that right over the mulch or underneath the mulch before you do it during the year. It's really up to you. And we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Amber from New Hampshire with a question about junipers.
Amber, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, hi. I have some junipers that are on my property that since the spring has started, I've noticed right after the winter they're brown. And I kind of figured, okay, maybe they just have some sort of winter damage, but they're still brown. They're brown. There's green on them, but there's just an awful lot of brown on a few of my plants.
Now, is the brown just like on an entire area? Is it the front of the plant? Is it go through the whole thing, or is it, you know, just in certain areas of the plant?
It's pretty much the entire plant. I have like a 10-foot stretch of juniper, and this happens to be pretty much on a good 5 feet of it. And you know, I noticed somewhere the leafing's totally gone and it's gray in some areas, but this here, it almost looks like the plant's supposed to be brown, if you know what I mean. It still has all of its leaves or whatever, and it's just brown throughout.
I understand. One of the things that you were right by saying that it is winter damage. One of the things that got affected really highly this year is the actual junipers. Because they're so low to the ground, the junipers that like the blue rugs, the carpet junipers, etc.
Yeah.
Those got affected because the snow cover actually acts as an insulation for them and keeps them at the same temperature. And what happened this year is we had some snow in October, and then we didn't have any for a while. But what was happening in between was the temperature was getting warm, and then it was getting cold, and then it was getting warm, and then it was getting cold. I mean, we had times in March where it was getting 70 during the day and then 30 at night. So what was actually happening to these plants is they were shocking the plant into a point where it didn't know what to do anymore, and it just started shutting down. One of the things I would do is try to eradicate as much of the juniper that's brown as possible. Try and shake it off. If it's coming off the leaf, then it really isn't doesn't need to be there. What you can do as well is almost cut it back by a third to try and rejuvenate the plant and give it a little bit of a fertilizer. You want to use a Holytone for the junipers, just to try to see if you can and turn it the right way, turn it the way that you want. But like I said, the winter damage was very strong on a lot of junipers and low-growing bushes because of the way that the snow always sits on top of them. It actually keeps them warm but cold at the same time, if that makes sense. It just keeps them at that same temperature and lets them hibernate, if you will, and keep going. But like I said, cut it back by a third. Give it some Holytone. Holytone is more of an acidic loving fertilizer for evergreens. So you hear me or my father say that a lot. Holytone, it's not just for hollies. It is for evergreens out there. We thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call with all your gardening questions. Be here until 10 o'clock this morning. Try and answer as best you can. And give us a call. We'll try and do everything we can to help you out. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. My father, Paul, will be joining you guys back again next week. He was feeling a little bit under the weather. Don't fret. It's just his voice. We want to make sure that his voice is in full control, and he'll be back next week. He did want to pass along his sincere apologies to the crew at Scenic Roots Nursery in East Sandwich, Mass. He will see you guys soon. He just wasn't feeling so good. He lost his voice in the mid-Atlantic, in the middle of the Atlantic, so I'm going to try and make a trip this week to pick it up for him, and we'll see you next week. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, let's try and break this streak and get into the next phone call.
All right. Next up, we've got Arthur from Mass with a question about cypress.
Arthur, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, good morning. We live on the ocean on Cape Cod and have about 20 Leland cypress. They're about 14 feet tall. Tropical Storm Irene sprayed them pretty good with salt mist, and they're burned all on one side. We've watered them and fertilized them, and I'm wondering now if the burnt area, the fallen pine needles and naked branches that are left should be pruned.
I would definitely try and get rid of that area, especially one of the things that happens is, I mean, Hurricane Irene was in, I believe, October or late September. I can't remember. I know it was in the fall. And it's been so much time that that area has just taken some hit to it. And you're going to want to try to eradicate that area and allow the rest of the plant to keep growing. Prune it back. Try and you'll be able to see on that side. You can scratch the bark on there with your fingertip and just see if you see any browning under underneath the actual branching. Most times you'll see green if it's alive, but if you see brown, that means that area is dead. You want to eradicate the brown, the dead areas. That way the plant can actually focus on the living parts. Because what the plant's doing is it's still putting some effort into those areas. It doesn't want to give up. It doesn't want, you know, to be over in those areas. So it will still put some of its energy. But if you can reallocate that energy back to the living part of the plant, it'll definitely help out the plant.
Very good. I appreciate that.
And you already said you fertilized and you've been watering, so you're right on the schedule. But you're going to want to fertilize again in the fall with those. And that'll help them out. And we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Arthur said he was from the Cape, and I think, Arthur, if you're going to get some fertilizer, you might want to go down to Scenic Roots, where my father would have been today, in East Sandwich, Mass., off of Route 6A, and pick up some fertilizer for those cypresses to help you out in the fall. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Mass with a question about peppers.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. Last year, I planted some pepper plants, and I called your father, and he told me to put matches around the pepper plants to get the sulfur into them. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I don't know whether I put too few or too many because I had beautiful plants and the tiniest peppers you ever want to see.
Really?
Do you have any idea?
Well, one of the things here is, did you do anything else other than with just the, you know, did you fertilize during the year? Did
yes.
you get some miracle
yes.
grow, et cetera?
Yes. Yes.
Did that area get a little bit more of shade than the rest of the garden?
No, that actually got the most sun.
Most sun.
And I just felt that maybe I didn't put enough matches around.
Not necessarily. It could have been just something in the air this past year. I wouldn't fret from it. I'd put maybe a little bit more than you did last year. But keep up with the miracle growing and the fertilizing for the year and really push on it. And then pinch it back a little bit to just rejuvenate the plant right about now. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
So that problem I ask you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruit of flies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. The GrowPoint Garden Water Saver puts water where it belongs, at the roots of your plants. It helps slow the growth of weeds. It slows water runoff time, especially on side hills. It dispenses water and fertilizer directly to the root system. Directs roots to grow deep into the ground. And prevents cutworms from by blocking access to tender seedlings and stems. GrowPoint is greener than what you see. It reduces water and fertilizer use. It reuses. You can reuse your GrowPoints for many years. It's made from recycled plastic in the USA. GrowPoint allows you to grow your own organic vegetables. Conserve water by only watering your plants and not the weeds. Use less pesticides. GrowPoint is great for the environment. And prevents fertilizer and pesticides from running off into our lakes, rivers, and streams. That's GrowPoint Garden Water Saver. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's go right into the lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Mass with a question about broccoli.
Joe, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Morning, Patrick. I have a question on broccoli and strawberries.
on the broccoli.
Alrighty.
I planted some established plants that are about 3 inches high about 3 weeks ago. And on Florida plants, the stalks are, I don't know, 6 to almost 8 inches above the leaves, the main stalk. And one of the plants, the broccoli has already flowered.
Okay.
And I was wondering what happened there.
It did bloom a little bit early, and everything is actually a little bit ahead. What you want to do is you want to break that off and get rid of it. It will try and push out some side shoots off of the plant itself to create some more broccoli off there, but you got to get rid of it because once it goes to flower, it's going to start to go to seed, and then it will start to tell the plant to go dormant. So you want to get rid of it, the parts that's flowered, and try to allow the side shoots to push out some of the broccoli for you. And you had a question about raspberries?
Strawberries.
Strawberries, I'm sorry.
But back to the broccoli for a second. The heads itself are very sparse and, sad looking, I guess. So you would suggest just snip it down where the leaves begin again.
Well, if it started to flower, you're not going to get any, it's not going to bear anything for you.
Right.
It's already gone past its edible stage.
Yeah.
So you really, it's no use to you. So you're going to want to just get rid of it. You're going to cut it back to that area, and you should have some side shoots start to push out some. Because if you let it go too long, it'll start to turn to seed, and then the broccoli plant itself won't be doing what you want it to do.
All right. Now on the strawberries. Are the strawberries like other berries? They need a little more soil that's acidy?
They will take some of it for you. You could use a little bit of acid in the soil. It's not going to hurt it.
All right. So you wouldn't want to overdo it with, say, wood ash to sweeten up the soil?
I mean, you could add some of it to it, but I wouldn't go crazy on it in the area. The strawberry should be starting to put out its fruit as it is pretty soon. It should already be out. I mean, right now what you're really doing, it's working off of the soil that it has, and it should be fine. I don't see a problem with, kind of leaving it be if you don't have issues with it.
No, and actually you're right. It is starting to bear fruit.
Yeah, and they're bearing fruit towards the end of June and around July 4th. So you can take those strawberries, the blueberries, and then the whipped cream and create that red, white, and blue dessert.
I look forward to that.
Me too. We thank you for the phone call, Joe.
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I will pass along again my father's apologies to the crew at Scenic Roots Nursery in East Sandwich, Mass. He is under the weather today. He lost his voice, so he wouldn't have been very good on the radio for 4 hours if you couldn't hear him. So my mother and I told him to get some rest. He should be sleeping right now, but I think he is listening to the show. A little bit nervous that I'm on there, and he's not, because this is the first time in 28 years that he's actually not done the show because of being sick. He's called out, if you will. He called in the right-handed pitcher and me last night, so I'm here to help you out. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Laura from Mass with a question about her veggie garden.
Laura, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, I wanted to ask you a question about vegetable seedlings. I purchased some vegetable seedlings from the greenhouse and planted them on Monday, and I noticed a couple of days ago that some of the leaves are turning white, and it's only on some of the plants. I have a pair of pepper plants and tomato plants and eggplants, and only like one of each plant, some of the leaves are turning a whitish color. Do you know what that means?
You could be having some sort of mildew on the leaves there. What you could use for that is there's a product out there called copper fungicide. It is organic, so it is safe to be putting on your vegetables. You just spray it on there and help get rid of that, the seedlings. What you're going to notice, too, is you're actually... The next few days of rain is actually going to affect it as well. So if you can get out there today and maybe spray a little bit of it, because it's supposed to be sunny today and warm up, spray that and clean it up a little bit. But you're probably going to end up having to do it again after it rains. And the long-term forecast is looking like rain. So after it's done raining, I think Friday maybe, I hope, you're going to want to spray it again. You can use copper fungicide. It's a fungicide that is organic that you can spray on it. And you'll end up spraying that every 10 to 14 days.
Okay. It doesn't really look like a mildew, though. It's like the leaves are shiny white.
Okay.
I'll try that.
I mean, if it is shiny white and it's something that you can, get rid of it by wiping it off, then it could be a mildew. If not, I mean, it could just be some of when it pushed up from the soil, it could have some of the residue from like the perlite that was in the soil, etc. Could be something along those lines. But I personally, especially with all the rain that we're going to be having, I would spray these plants anyways with a copper fungicide, just because all this rain could actually end up to be diseases.
Okay, thank you very much.
We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Donna from Mass with a question about global thistle.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question in reference to our globe thistle. Probably, I'm going to say, 8 to 9 years old. Really well-established plant. It's been looking gorgeous, in the past years. But for some reason, the leaves on it right now are getting all brown, almost burnt, if you will, looking around the edges.
Okay.
I don't know why.
And it's all on the edges of the plant. You haven't seen anything eating it. You don't see any holes on the plant at all?
No, no holes. It's actually kind of surrounded by another perennial campanula. And even some of those aren't looking that healthy in that area.
Okay. One of the things that could be happening is we did have a good period of rain for a couple of days, like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We got some nice weather. So what could be happening is the effects from that are starting to show up.
Okay.
And then again, the rain that we're having now is going to show up again. One of the things I would do is wait until after the rain we have, and you're going to spray it with a fungicide. You could, like I said to the previous caller, you could use copper fungicide if you want to go organic, or you could use a infused product from Bonide. It's either Infuse or Funganil. Those two are fungicides that you can spray on those to get rid of those areas. What I would do is I would almost eradicate some of the brown to get rid of it.
Okay.
If it's coming from the outside in and it's creating some, if it's looking more like a disease, that's what you're going to want to spray.
Okay.
If you're starting to see some insects on them, there is a product from Bayer. It's called Insect Disease and Miticide. It's a couple ways you can buy it. You can buy it in a hose end sprayer or a ready to use sprayer, just like a hand spray. And you can spray that all over the plant. If you're a little bit worried and you start to see other little things on there, because that's taking care of insects, mites, and disease, so you're getting more bang for your buck. So that might be something you want to do, to spray all over them just to protect it in general.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much,
Patrick. We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Are you looking for one product to control all of your insects in and around your home, lawn, and garden? Bonide has the answer. Bonide's 8 insect controls controls most common home, lawn, and garden insects problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, vegetables, and fruit. Use 8 to eliminate ticks, fleas, ants, and other home-invading pests. can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 kills on contact and repels insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in dust, concentrate, and convenient ready-to-use and ready-to-spray formulations with built-in applicators. Go to your local garden center to find the Bonide products, or visit www.bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. While you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. So I'm we got enough time to put one in right before this next break. Phone call.
I think we can fit one in.
All right, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Harriet from Mass with a question about lilacs.
Harriet, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, hi. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, thank you. I have extremely old a hedge of lilacs, and they're getting so tall that I can't even reach them to cut them anymore. I want to know how to prune them. And my second question is, I keep buying rhubarb, and I put it in the ground, and it doesn't come up, and I buy it through, you know, reputable catalogs. So if you could address those two, I'll hang up and listen to you.
All righty.
Thank
you
so
much.
With
the no problem. With the lilac area, one of the things that's great is the lilac's already done its blooming or is in finishing up blooming now. Once it's done blooming, it's the perfect time of year to be cutting those back. The rule of thumb for anything that flowers is to basically cut it back after it flowers so you won't affect the next year's blossoms. I'd suggest doing it by a third, cutting it back by a third right now and getting it back to an area that you would like to see. If a third isn't enough for you to actually be working, you know, a workable area, I'd suggest you could cut up to a half of the plant. I wouldn't go as far as a half with something along those lines. When I'm talking about the plant and cutting it back, I'm talking about where the green is and where the living product is. You don't want to just cut back to branching, to just stems. Right after the break, Harry, I'll get to the rhubarb and I'll give you a little bit more information. So hang on there and listen to us. Phone number here is 855-660-4.
Want a great looking, carefree lawn? Get proactive by improving your soil with Jonathan Green Organics. At the very root, Jonathan Green Organics create the ideal conditions in the soil to grow a beautiful lawn. And are formulated with complex organic feed grade ingredients, so they're safe to use around kids and pets. Rejuvenate your lawn with our organic lawn fertilizer, fortified with amino acids and humates to improve soil life. For poor soil conditions, use Natural Beauty Lawn Fertilizer to increase root growth and enhance water retention. Apply MagiCal Soluble Calcium to balance your soil's pH levels, reduce stress, and release trapped nutrients. Just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of using up to 10 bags of regular lime. And stop weeds before they sprout with our Organic Weed Control Plus Fertilizer. The new American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. Soils. Keep them simple. Keep them natural. That's what Whitney Farms organic potting soils do, because that's what plants like. Plants may not have brains, but they know exactly what to do with a rich, premium blend of peat moss, compost, and natural fertilizer. Grow to become beautiful flowers, herbs, and vegetables. They're happy, you're happy. Simple as that. Buy Whitney Farms organic potting soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Harriet. She had a question about lilacs and about rhubarb. Harriet, rhubarb, you were saying before the break that you buy it from a reputable source every year and you always have issues. Well, a couple things you want to do. Rhubarb every year loves to have some fertilizer put onto it every spring. It's a 10-10-10 that you can use, and it's about a cup per plant that you have, a couple handfuls, if you will, around the areas of it. The rhubarb also loves having like compost. It does tend to work with a little bit of acidic soil. You can put some manure around it and mix it in with the soil to help grow it a little bit. It is tolerant of the acidity, but it does its best with moderately acidic soils. And put that out there and add some of that. It actually does like the cool weather, so it's one of the first that you can do. One of the things that you can do, just to get a little bit more information, Harriet, is during the break, I wanted to find a website that had some information so that you could read about it as well. That way you have a little bit more information, because I can only say so much. You can go to www.rhubarbinfo.com. Again, www.rhubarbinfo.com. It has some great information about the fertilizing, the planting, just everything you need to know about it, and it'll give you a little bit more information. We thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Maine with a question about strawberries.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, hi. Just a quick question. Apparently, I have wild strawberries invading my lawn, and I've sprayed it with the Bayer on-hose spray. Nothing seems to kill it. Do you have any thoughts on that subject?
Now, how many times have you sprayed the lawn with that product?
Well, just once this year.
Okay. And when you sprayed it, did it rain afterwards, or rain in the next few days, or
it rained 2 days later.
Okay.
2 days later.
One of the things you can actually do is you can spray it again, and if that's not working, you'll know by about 10 days if it's not working. One of the things you can do is if it's really gotten bad, you might want to think about just eradicating the whole area, and that would be maybe using a Roundup-like product and killing the whole area and then starting fresh.
Yeah, and will that kill grass too?
It will end up killing the grass. That's the unfortunate part. You could do something along those lines. If not, I mean, it is kind of hard. You could try, I know the Bayer product does work. You could try a product from Bonide, the Weed Beater Plus. That liquid form comes in a hose end, and you can spray that all over it. And that has over 200 broadleaf weeds that it will kill. But if it's gotten more of like a woody structure, the weed killer won't necessarily kill it, because this is looking for more of a broadleaf weed. If the strawberry has created a little bit more of a woody structure, it's going to be hard for you. So it definitely, if it comes down to it, you might have to spray the area with a Roundup-like product. I'd suggest either Roundup or Cleanup or Killzall. All three of those products have glyphosate in it, which is the main ingredient. If you look at the active ingredient, you can tell Cleanup has a very high content in it, and you can spray that whole area, and it will kill everything. And usually you'll be able to reseed the area in about 7 to 10 days. But if it's become more of a woody structure, it could be hard for you to get rid of. Just because the weed killers are more for broadleaf weeds, not stronger, shrubs or perennials, etc. We thank you for the phone call, Bob.
Thank you.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, the phone number is 855-660-4261. My father, Paul, will be back next week. He is a little bit under the weather. He lost his voice on vacation. He's having a lot of fun over there, but came back and he just lost his voice, so he couldn't go today. He'll be back next week. The phone number here.